Today we're going to begin the third parak of Maseches Moed Katan. We're going to learn Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. We left off at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Beis, which is the beginning of the third parak and final parak of Maseches Moed Katan. This parak is going to talk about lots of different topics, five to be exact. It's going to talk about the issues of haircutting and laundering on Chol HaMoed. It's going to talk about the issues of putting people in cherim and what that means and the different types of cherim. It's going to talk about the malacha of kosev, of writing on Chol HaMoed. It's going to talk about avelus on Yontif and on Chol HaMoed. And then it's going to talk about avelus in general, all the laws of avelus. So generally speaking, one is not allowed to cut their hair, to shave, or to do laundry on Chol HaMoed, and the reason the Chachamim made it asur, we'll see, God willing, a little bit later in the Amud, but you're not allowed to generally do that on Chol HaMoed. So our Mishnah is going to be dedicated entirely to giving us exceptions to those rules. Seven situations when you are allowed to shave or get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, and eight situations that you are allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. So Ve'elu Megalchim B'Moed, the following seven situations, one is allowed to get a haircut or shave on Chol HaMoed. Number one, Habami Medinas Yam, someone who comes on Chol HaMoed, who arrives on Chol HaMoed from a long journey, so he was unable to shave before Yantif. Number two, Beis HaShivya, someone who got out of captivity, so he was unable to shave before Yantif, and then he got out of captivity on Chol HaMoed. Number three, Vayotzim Beis HaAsurin, someone who was in jail and was unable to shave beforehand and gets out of jail on Chol HaMoed. Vamenuda, someone who was put into a cherim because he didn't listen to Beis Din or something like that. Sheitiru lo chachamim, and the chachamim lifted his nidui, they lifted his cherim on Chol HaMoed, so now he's allowed to shave again. And number five, v'chein misha nishal chacham v'hutar, if someone had a neder that he was not going to shave and he got a chacham to be matir that neder on Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. Number six, v'an nazir, if someone was a nazir that became tamei from a dead body, where the halacha is he has to shave all of his hairs on the seventh day for his tara process from his tumah, so he's allowed to do that if that seventh day falls out on Chol HaMoed. Number seven, v'amitzara ha'olamitumas l'taraso, if someone had saras and his saras got better and the kohen did the whole tara process for him, where the halacha is he's supposed to shave his hair on the seventh day, and that seventh day falls on Chol HaMoed, so he's allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. And now we go through, so those are the seven cases where one is allowed to shave or get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Ve'ilu mechabsin b'moed. The following eight cases are cases where one is allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed, even though, generally speaking, you're not allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Number one, Habami Medina Siam, someone who comes from far away, where he couldn't do laundry beforehand. Number two, Umi Beis HaShivya, someone who got out of captivity from some distant location. Number three, Vayotzim Beis HaSurin, someone who got out of jail on Chol HaMoed. Number four, the Menuda, someone who's put in the cherim, and the chachamim were matir the cherim. They got rid of the cherim. They lifted the cherim on Chol HaMoed. Number five, someone who took some sort of neder that he's not going to do any laundry, and then the neder was lifted, was absolved by a Talmud Chacham on Chol HaMoed. Number six, mitpachos hayadayim, umitpachos hasaparim, umitpachos hasvag, to launder certain types of towels, the either hand towels or the cloth that they put, that the barber puts over a person's shoulders to catch all the hair, or the mitpachos haspag are the towels that they use to dry off when they leave the bathhouse. All of those things you're allowed to launder on Chol HaMoed. Number seven, azav vazavos anitzvayoldos, people who are constantly getting their clothing dirty because they have these discharges that are coming out of their bodies, like zavin and zavos are people that are tame because of some liquid that comes out of their bodies. And nida, a woman who's bleeding because she's getting her period, so vayoldos, or a woman who just had a baby, where all sorts of discharge comes out of her. So since they're always dirty, they need to do laundry. And number eight, anyone who went from being tamei to being tar, like a mitzora on the seventh day of his tara process, for his original tara, by or tamei meis, who was wearing clothing during the 7 days of his Tara process and they need to change their clothing or to wash them or tovel them in a mikvah, all those people are Reilim Mutarin. They're allowed to do laundry and Chol HaMoed, but Ushar Kaladam Asurin. Everybody else is Asur. So main point number one, very simple. 7 exceptions to the rule that you're not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. 8 exceptions to the rule that you're not allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. On we go, says the Gemara, Ushar Kalad the Maitai Masurin, but why is it that other people are not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed? I mean, we gave 7 exceptions to the rule, but why is it that there's a rule in the first place? So it's important to know, to understand the Gemara, that in Maseches Tainis and Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, there were 2 things that happened when the Beis Hamikdash was around. Number one, Kohanim were divided up into 24 groups, and each group had 1 week that they would work in the Beis Hamikdash. And the second thing is that since the Karbanos of that they brought on behalf of all Klal Yisrael is brought for everybody, and you need someone, you need members, you need the owner of the Karban to be what's called Omed al Karban, to be there standing over his Karban. But if you bring a Karban for all of Klal Yisrael, you can't have the owners of the Karban standing over his Karban, because it's the entire Jewish people. So they made a representative group called Ma'amados, where there are 24 separate representative groups that are meant to represent all of Klal Yisrael, not of Kohanim, of regular people, of regular Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, who would stay in Yerushalayim, and they were the ones that were omed on the Karban. They represented all of Klal Yisrael to be standing over their Karban. So now the Gemara is going to explain why we're not allowed to shave in Chol HaMoed. Kidetnan, it says in Maseches Tainis in the Mishnah, Anshei Mishmar, the people that would work on that week in the Beis HaMikdash, Vanshei Maimed, and the Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim whose job it was that week to represent Klal Yisrael, to be omed on the Karban, Asurin, Saper, Ulechabes, they're not allowed to get haircuts, they're not allowed to do laundry during that week, Uba Chamishi, but on Thursday of that week, Mutarin, they're allowed to do laundry and get haircuts, Mutarin, Kvod HaShabbos, as a way of honoring Shabbos, because Thursday, Shabbos is coming already. V'homer, Rabbi Baruch Hanam, Rabbi Lazar, Mai Taima, why is it that they're not allowed to get haircuts the whole rest of the week? You would think it would be better so that they'll look good for their avoda. So the Gemara explains, no. Kadesh Lali Kansul Mishmartim Kshen Munuvalin. If we allow them to get haircuts during that week, they're never going to get haircuts before that week. So they're going to come into that week all unkempt and they'll say, I'll just get the haircut later on. I'll get a haircut sometime during my week of service. We don't want them to get a haircut during their week of service. We want them to get a haircut prior to their week of service. So Achanami over here also, Kadesh Lali Kansul Lerekel Kshen Munuvalin. The reason you're not allowed to shave or launder your clothing on Chol HaMoed is because we don't want you laundering it on Chol HaMoed. We want you laundering and getting your haircuts before Yontif so that you'll look good for Yontif. So main point number 2, the reason you're not allowed to shave before on Chol HaMoed is because we don't want you to come into Yontif unshaven. So as a way of encouraging people to shave before Yontif, they would assur shaving on Yontif. So now the Gemara says, by Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira raises the following issue. Avdullah Aveda Berefaregel, if a person lost something valuable, let's say, on Erev Yantif, and because of that he didn't have time to shave before Yantif, Mahu, so can he now shave on Chol HaMoed? So Kivan Da'anis, Mutter, should we say, since it was an uncontrollable circumstance, something beyond his control, so therefore it's Mutter, Odilma, Kivan Da'lamuch Chamil Salah, or maybe since it's not something that everybody realizes that he lost something, so maybe they didn't, it's not Mutter for him, because people who see that he's shaving on Chol HaMoed are going to think that he specifically waited until Chol HaMoed to shave, and that's not good. So the Gemara answers, Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Yomru kala srike nasurin, srike baitus mutarin. It's a mashal that he gives. He says, it's not going to look good if you treat one person different than everybody else. That's a good concept. Kala, yomru kala srike nasurin, srike baitus mutarin. It's really what the literal translation is about something else entirely, but the way to explain the concept is that people will think that the same act is mutter for one person, usher for somebody else, and therefore people are not going to understand, so we should not let this guy shave on Chol HaMoed. Ask Rabbi Zeira and Abayi, according to you, that we have to worry about this. Hadam Rabasi Am Rabbi Yochanan. That which Rabasi says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that even though the Chum don't allow you to do laundry on Chol HaMoed, but he still says, Kol mi she'ein lo ela chaluk echad, mutu l'chabso b'chol shemo. If you only have one shirt, if you're such a poor person that you only own one shirt, you're allowed to launder that shirt on Chol HaMoed. Hasam nami yomu kol asrik and asrin asrik ebaitos mutarin. Why over there do we allow it? Why don't we say people are going to think that there's a double standard, that some people are allowed to do laundry, others are not? Answers the Gemara, Itmar Allah, Amar Mar Baravashi, Ezura Mochiachalav. When a person wears a belt at the time that he's washing his shirt, everyone's going to realize that he only has one shirt, meaning the fact that he's walking around shirtless while he's washing the shirt is going to be evident. So no one's going to think for a moment that we have a double standard. Everyone's going to realize that Nebuch, this guy, only has one shirt. Ravashi Masni by Rabbi Zera. Ravashi taught Rabbi Zera's question a little bit differently about Uman, let's say a barber, who everyone comes to him to get their hair cut on Erev Yantif, Avdolo Aveda Erev Haregel, and he lost something valuable on Erev Yantif. Mahu, is he allowed to go get a haircut on a Chol HaMoed? Do we say Kivan de Uman, who, since he's a professional and everyone comes to him on Erev Yantif to get their haircuts, and now he's not giving haircuts because he's looking for his Aveda, so Mucha Milsa, everyone's going to know that it was obviously an anus, it was obviously something beyond his control, because he's such a public persona that everyone realizes he wasn't available Erev Yantif because he had this emergency, and therefore we don't have to worry that people are going to think it's a double standard. Or maybe since it's not so well known, so low, maybe we should not allow him to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Teku, so we leave that unresolved. So I guess the main point over here will be, Rabbi Zera wasn't sure in situations where a person has an emergency that comes up on Erev Yantif, whether he's allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. If a person had an emergency on Erev Yantif, Rabbi Zera is not sure if he can shave on Chol HaMoed, or whether it's going to look like a double standard to allow him to shave. Right? We're not sure whether it's mutter because he had this anus, this circumstance beyond his control, or whether it's mutter because otherwise it will look, or whether it's aser because otherwise it will look like a double standard. So he said one of the people that are allowed to shave with Chol HaMoed is someone who comes mi medina hayam, someone who comes from far away. So Masis lo Rabbi Yehuda, our mission that allows a guy who comes from a long trip to shave with Chol HaMoed is against Rabbi Yehuda. Ditanya, because we have a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, haba mi medina hayam lo yigaleach mishiyatzu shlo berushos. A guy who comes from far away is not allowed to shave because he went without nothing forced him to go to Medina Siyam. He went on his own desire. So since he went for his own personal desire to just take a trip, so for that we're not going to let a guy shave in Chol HaMoed. Amar Rava. So Rava explains this din of a guy who comes from Medina Siyam is really depends on why he went there in the first place. Lashut, if he went just for vacation, then Divrei HaKol Asur, then of course we're not going to let him shave in Chol HaMoed just because he decided to take a vacation right before Yantif. Lemizonos, but if he went on a business trip in order to be able to make a living, then Divrei HaKol Mutter, everyone's going to say that's a legitimate reason to go, and therefore it's for sure mutter to him for him to shave in Chol HaMoed. Lo nechleku ela laharvicha. The question is, what if he had enough food to eat? He just went to make extra money, to make more money. Mar medami lei kilashut. One Rabbi Yehuda thinks that that's the same as just going on a vacation for your own benefit, and therefore he cannot shave. Mar medami lei kilamazonos. And the Tana of our Mishnah assumes that that's the same as going for food, going to be able to support your family. So that's the question. That's the whole machlokas, whether you're allowed to shave in Chol HaMoed when you come from a long trip. It's only if that trip was to make extra money. Meisvei, so asks the Gemara on Rava, Rabbi says that Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'shiyatzu shlo b'rishus divrei chamim k'shiyatzu b'rishus, that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, who said that you're not allowed to shave when you went for your own purposes, but we paskin like the chachamim that you are allowed to shave when you went b'rishus, when you went for some legitimate purpose. My shlo b'rishus, what does it mean you went shlo b'rishus? That Rabbi Yehuda is corrected. Ilema, if we're talking about lashut, that you're just going to vacation, hamar l'divrei HaKol Asur, why would you say that we're paskining like Rabbi Yehuda in that case? Everyone would agree that it's also to shave in that case. Elo l'mezono, so must be that you're going to feed your family. But I'm at divrei HaKol Mutter. But everyone in that case says that it will be Mutter. Elo pshita l'arvicha, so must be that the case is that you're going to make extra money. But then Ema Seifa, but then Rebbe went on to say, near Divrei Chacham, Kashiyatza Bereshus, that we pass like the Chacham when you went out Bereshus. Well, my Bereshus, what does Bereshus mean? Ilei Lemezonos, if Bereshus means that you're going to feed your family, Hamrat Divrei Kol Mutter. We said that everyone holds that that's Mutter. Velo Harvicha, what? It's going to make extra money? Vahamit near Divrei Rebbe Baha, Rebbe Yehuda Baha. But we just said that Rebbe Yehuda is correct on that. So how can he say that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda on the one hand, and we pass like the Chachamim on the other hand, if they're the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim don't agree with each other, if they're both talking about a guy who's going out to just make extra money? So in order to answer what Rebbe is talking about when he says that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda on the one hand and like the Chacham on the other hand, you have to say that Rava is wrong. That when Rava said that the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda only argue about a case where you're going laharvacha, that can't be correct. So hachikamar, this is what Rebbe means to say. Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda l'Rabbanan. No, what he means to say is not that they're arguing, but that the Rabbanan would even agree to Rabbi Yehuda that someone who comes from far away is not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed kishayatza shelo bereshus, when he went out shelo bereshus. Umayni hu, and you know what that means? Lashut, he went out stam for a vacation. That's what Rebbe is telling us, that everybody agrees. Shafilu chacham lo nechu kol avel larvecha. Even the chacham say that you're not allowed to shave would only say that when you're going for, who say that you are allowed to shave rather, would only say that when you're going to make some extra money. That's where they say that it's considered an onus and you're allowed to shave. Avel lashut, but if you're just going on a vacation, modulei, even the chacham would agree that that's problematic. V'nirin divrei Rabban Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda would even agree to the Rabbanan that you're allowed to shave b'shiyatza b'rishus, when you went out b'rishus. Umayni, you know what b'rishus means? L'mezonos, you're going to get food because you're on food for your family. Shafil Rabbi Yehuda l'nechel kalayim el larvicha. Only Rabbi Yehuda would only argue on the Rabbanan if you're going to make extra money. Avul mezonos modulahu, but if you're just going to put food on the table, then Rabbi Yehuda would be modded to the Chachamim that that's considered an ones and you're for sure allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. So that's how Rebbe can make sense, even if we assume like Rava. So the last main point on the Amud over here is that when a person took a trip before Yontif for a vacation, everyone agrees he's not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. When he took a trip for food, everyone agrees he is allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. The machlokas tanaim is if he took a trip to make extra money. That's the whole machlokas tanaim. That's the whole case where Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim disagree. Okay, we're going to stop there and we'll pick up from Amar Shmuel, five lines from the bottom, Be'ezus Hashem, next time.